Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Somehow your microphone got muted, Dee. Can I hear you?
I don't know. Can you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
well,
you.
We're going to
have
again. To start it. I hadn't started at all. I never heard the intro.
Oh, I heard it. Weird. Okay, well, do you want me to run it again, or do you want to just start?
No, I'll just start. God.
Okay.
Hello, all you beautiful people out there. We're just having another challenge with Blog Talk, but here I am, and I hope you're hearing me. Oh, my goodness gracious. I want to be here. Let's all say that. I want to be here. I am connected. The connection is complete. Everything is fabulous. And so it is. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, I just have to share with you that, thank you, Daniel. Just want to share with you again that this teenager webinar, The Gifts Just Keep on Giving, and my awareness keeps expanding, and yeah, it's just absolutely been pretty incredible. So if you did the teenager webinar, please go back and make sure that you stop and do the work. Okay? That's where the gold is going to come from. And stay conscious of when you're moving back into that again, like I did last night. And the channel, my subconscious, my conscious said very clearly, hello, you're doing it again. So, anyway, there is a huge gift in taking your childhood belief, seeing how that was reaffirmed in your teenage years, and how it's playing out in your life right now. Okay? All right. So then, I did Jennifer McLean's show this week, and the channel wanted me to go over four different core beliefs and what they really meant, because they have been coming up over and over and over again in private sessions, which is, as you know, always our tip-off that something's up. So I want to go over these four with you. The first is core belief 11. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Basically broken down, that means I'm not going to create you because you won't respond to me anyway. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you equals I'm not going to create you because you won't have time for me anyway. So as we've talked many times, most of us are waiting for the proof that something's going to happen, for the assurance that something's going to happen. You need to move into your knowing and continue your creation that everything is happening. The second one is core belief number 38. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. Basically, that's I can't create me until I get rid of you. Now, this could be a mate. It could be an abuser. It could be a belief, which we know we redirect. It could be a grudge. It could be people that are dependent on you. But somehow, we've put together that we can't create me until we get rid of this other energy. That happens a lot with divorce, by the way, and separation, and even death. The next one, core belief 40, God betrays me, I betray me. All right, so again, on this plane, guys, we are the gods of us. We are the creative force that creates us. We choose or don't choose the thoughts, the feelings, and the beliefs that are creating our reality. Okay? So if we betray ourselves with any kind of limiting belief, and by the way, the biggest one is, I can never be God, then the God of us must also have to betray us. The last one, core belief number 12. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. This can go two ways. Getting what I want threatens me, so I don't create it. Or I do create it so I can remain a victim. Even though I love you, money, I'm threatened by you because you never come to me. So I'm glad to get rid of you and not have to worry about you. Or somehow, hold on, there's all kinds of things going on here. Sorry, guys. We've really got to get this worked out or go somewhere else. Okay. So again, number 12. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Even though I love relationships, I was abused in a relationship. So I'm not going to create the relationship I want because I'm in fear of that abuse. Or that dislike actually attracts it to you so that you can remain a victim. All of these things, guys, all of these things are beliefs that we all share in some pocket or another of our life that we're in the creation process of. So right now, ask yourself, where am I not positively and purposefully creating my life? Where am I waiting for somebody else to do it? Or where am I waiting for somebody to get out of the way so I can do it? Just, you know, really stand back and look at yourself as your best friend who's trying to help you here. All right, we're going to balance all this, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. Oh, we are divine love and we are risen. And we're just going to take a minute to balance, everybody. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brains. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our heart lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? Okay. We be going to the calls. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hello.
Hello. How are we today?
I'm good. Hey,
good.
You were correct. My pendulum did the old switcheroo and was giving me no's instead of yeses. You know, like not instead of, but I thought it was giving me yeses. Yeah, you were correct.
Well,
yay, figured that one out.
Shocker. So, Lisa, I want you to know that's a really positive sign in how fast you're developing your abilities to channel.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, because
okay.
The crazy thing is I'm new to the pendulum and, you know, I haven't been doing it for that long. And so for it to switch, like I'm just getting used to, you know, what it was doing in the first place. So that's why all of a sudden I wasn't trusting it. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I had been using it for like 20 years and it did it to me. So,
yeah.
I mean, it takes you a while to put together what the heck's going on, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
But
well, thank you, because I would have never guessed that.
Yep, you're welcome.
I do have one more thing, please.
Yes.
My right foot, where you tie your laces on your shoe, has been really hurting for the last, three
bruised.
Weeks.
It's bruised. How do you think you could have bruised it?
Well, this is what happens, is I have really narrow feet, and these are, like, the same sneakers, not literally the same pair, but the same brand that I wear for, like, 10 years. And I always have to kind of tie it around that area extra tight. But I've been doing that for all these years, and now all of a sudden it started out hurting right there, and then it ended up hurting, like, when I go to put a shoe on and I take an actual step and start walking, it stings. The bottom of my foot, like, stings so bad. Now, here's the thing.
Well, I'm not a doctor. Everything I give you guys physically is an energetic reading.
Yeah.
So let's go to the energy behind it. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Turner and Hooch.
Okay, well, that's a comedy detective pair, right?
And love.
Yeah,
like
we're going to the detective part.
Okay.
Okay. So, what are you walking into that you want clarity about? Where are you trying to find the truth? And it's not your pendulum. It has to do with love. Are you in a relationship right now, Lisa?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you want to be?
Not right now. Like, I'm not even liking myself, let alone, Mm-mm.
Well, it goes right to no when you say that.
Huh?
So, it is the relationship with yourself that you are attempting to step into. So quit fighting
That is true. Can I tell you what the what happened was? I looked in the body book under the right foot, not the inset, but the right foot. And when I read the part that it says, it resonated with me, and I literally said, "Oh, thank you, pain. Thank you, foot, for telling me this." And within an hour or a little more than that, it completely went away.
Okay,
however,
so why are you asking me then?
No, it's still, it went away for like 6 hours, and then it came back in the middle of the night, and it's been here ever since.
Okay, so what does that tell you guys? Wow, for 6 hours, I was a powerful God of me who healed myself, and I have a belief that it doesn't last.
I think I made the mistake of calling and telling my friend because I was like, this is what the work is about. Literally, I resonated with it. I said that, and instantly, I just felt so good about it. But here's the thing. When I was going to call my friend, I'm like, oh, and maybe I should wait and make sure it's going to last. I was thinking that. And then it came later.
Okay. So that's the belief. You know, I can create me for a while. I can create me a little bit, but I can't create me all the way. So now you know you want to. Look, we're all dealing with this, you guys. And you all, the channel's saying everybody in this call has proof in some area of their life that they have been the God of themselves and created what they wanted. Now, if you've gotten it somewhere, then you should get that you've got it and are capable of it everywhere.
Right.
Okay, that's what it's about.
I just need to trust.
You need to love you.
In myself.
And every time you feel that again, you go, no, I am the powerful God of me that creates the state of health everywhere in my body, mind, and soul.
Perfect. Great.
My light is the state of health now. And it feels like love. Make sure you connect it. Anything you want, connect it with love. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep. That was a lesson for absolutely everybody on the call. Jereen in South Dakota. Hi, baby.
Hi, it's Jereen. I was just wondering, what do I need to know with, our insurance claim? There's a wealthy Buffalo ranch, and the ranch hand, he turned left into our semi-truck. But now he's going to traffic court to fight it.
Okay, well, that's his right. And that's your opportunity to stay in your knowing.
Oh,
You know it was his responsibility.
Fault.
Well, no, yeah. They don't want to use that word. I started to use that word, and they stopped me.
Okay.
It's the issue of taking responsibility for his actions that's what it's really about.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes. But he appears there and it hits him that, hey, I did this wrong. I was driving without driver's license. I was turning without looking.
So you're staying in your knowing. You're feeling love around seeing this all rectified beautifully and easily and all in your favor while you love this dude.
Yeah, I do.
I know. It's an oxymoron. I know. But that's the way it works. Okay.
I got it.
Thank you. You bet.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That's interesting. You can feel energetically in the frequency the difference between the word fault and responsibility. Right? So what it's really about is this gentleman taking responsibility for his actions. And that is integrity. All right, we are going to Harmony in Florida. Hi.
Hi, Dee. Good morning.
Are you in Harmony today, Harmony?
I'm in Harmony, yes.
Get a yes
on that.
I have
a question.
Okay.
Good, awesome. So bunch of new stuff has come to light with my boyfriend the last few days, and it doesn't line up with what I really want in a romantic relationship, which I've written down and I direct every day. So I think we're breaking up. So I'm calling to see what do I need to get into alignment to get everything I want and not settle, to get everything I want in a romantic relationship.
You need to bring yourself into alignment with what you want.
Okay.
Okay. So
I know what I want.
I want, yes, but I want you to go down to that go down your list and go, okay, am I a match to that? Am I a match to that? Am I doing that? Am I in alignment with that? There's two things on the list that you want from him that you're not stepping up to the plate about.
Really?
One of them has something to do with sex, and one of them has something to do with money. Money is the bigger one.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, this is not resonating with you, I can tell.
No, it's not.
Everybody's
I feel like we have a great sex life. And the money, I mean, yeah, there are some money issues right now. He's telling me he's broke, but his daughter's in town, and he's spoiling her with new jewelry and dinners out and pedicures and manicures and potentially a new car while telling me that he's broke.
Okay, and where are you at with your money? How are you handling your money?
My money is great. I'm pretty much debt-free, and I'm saving money to buy a new car, so I'm good with my money.
Okay, so hold on. They want me to go to a core belief here. This page here. Well, here we go. So even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Okay. So you're threatened by the fact that his money doesn't match your money. And his responsibility, there's the word again, doesn't match your responsibility with money. Is that true?
I did tell him recently. I was like, that's why I don't like debt, because you can't buy concert tickets when you want to. You have to wait till you make more money, you know? So is that what they're saying? Because I'm pretty much out of debt, but he has all this debt right now that it scares me.
It doesn't match you, honey. It doesn't match what
I
you
agree.
Want. And it's my big helicopter, yes. Well, okay, so
it
don't settle.
Right.
So don't settle.
I don't want to settle.
Well, then don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm interested in what the sex has to do with it. We're going to follow the breadcrumbs for a minute, because you say you have a great sex life, but there's something out of alignment. But yeah, what was that? What came up?
Well, it's not often enough. I've only had sex with him twice in the last 2 weeks. I want it more often. I want it every night.
Okay. So, again, probably somewhere in their harmony is a balance. But what you're saying to me, what goes through those two things is, I want more from him.
Yeah.
Than he's giving me. All right, sweetheart, you got to look at that, because that's probably not going to change once you get into a serious long-term relationship. Guys, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep trying to change them. Oh, well, when we're married, I can get him to do this. When we're married, I can, you know. You go create you. Don't wait for him to create him to create you.
Yeah,
but right now, where's your focus? Your focus has been pulled to debt, to jealousy, and to him not giving you what you want. And that's going to shift you out of your own creation. Do you understand?
I understand. I don't want to shift out of my own creation. I want to find a romantic relationship that aligns with everything I want. I don't want to settle.
Okay. Then if you don't want to settle, in the positive, I am creating everything I want in a glorious, happy, fulfilling relationship, and it feels like love. And it ain't this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. Sorry.
I mean, you are your highest knowing, Harmony. So you'll know if you choose to work this out with him, and then if it doesn't work out, you move on, or if you have your answer now. You know within your heart right now what the truth is. So you got to follow that.
I do know.
Okay.
I do know. It's just the channel last week said he was a good guy and that he was enough for me.
And I get a yes on both of those. And I get that's the right question. So you see, if he's enough for you last week, you were willing to settle for a lot less, weren't you?
Maybe I've changed and I don't want to settle anymore. I won't.
You just have realized this isn't enough for me. You wanted it to be enough for you. That's why, that's a lot of what we're doing at Creation Station this year, is getting clear about the clarity of the questions you ask is so important, because that's the clarity of the answer that you get. So they taught all of us a great lesson from last week, saying, is this guy enough for me? Yeah, because I'm willing to settle. With the information that came in today, are you willing to settle? No. So now when I say, is he enough for you? It goes right to no. Last week, yes. It goes to yes.
Okay.
And therein lies the power of clearly knowing what you want.
Yeah,
got it?
Totally.
Okay.
I got it.
Yep, I know. Thank you, Harmony. I love, and still love Gabrielle's stepdaddy. And I kept saying, honey, you need to get a job. The marriage is in trouble. You need to get a job. The marriage is in trouble. The day after the divorce, he got a job. Because ultimately, it wasn't okay with me not to feel supported financially and energetically. And it was part of his great journey to work through that. We're good friends now. And I had to honor myself in the moment. And that opened up a whole new world for him where he could walk forward in his power. He's living a much simpler life now, teaching and making the most out of what he has to offer, which is a lot. So we both learned. And don't knock life for giving you those opportunities to learn and love yourself and move on. Okay, Kelly in Texas, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. I have a question about my grandson. I've called before about his mom, my daughter.
Okay, you don't want the highest answer, Kelly. Can you direct yourself? I absolutely and completely want the highest answer. Not the answer I want, but the highest truthful answer.
Okay.
Okay, what's the question?
I want to know if my grandson is showing signs of autism, and I think mom and dad are both in denial, and there's signs of abuse. I want to know if my grandson, if he indeed has autism, and is he safe in that environment?
Okay, those are the highest questions we can ask. Again, not a doctor.
Right.
When I say he has autism, it goes to no. He does have, he does, he needs an MRI or whatever it is that looks at his brain. That's what I'm getting, Kelly.
Okay.
That there's, there's something creating a disturbance, that's the highest word, in his actions. Okay.
Okay.
Second question. Well, when I say, is he safe in that environment, it goes to no, but not because of what you're thinking. So you're thinking that he's not safe with his parents?
Right.
Is it about his parents? It's more about him. Oh, there's something in his environment that is affecting his brain. That came in pretty loud and clear. Now, that
they
could be... Go ahead.
They smoke weed.
Yeah, that could definitely affect his brain. And mold could affect his brain. Lack of nutrition. But I get more that it's something within the house itself that's affecting him.
They just moved, like, maybe a month ago, and they've moved a lot, and they've lived in a lot of, like, shady night-to-night hotels, motels.
Yeah. When I say it's an energetic thing, and you have to understand when I'm asking that, I know everything's energy, but I get that it's more of a physical component, something that is, but it travels with them wherever they go, and it's more than just the weed. Is it how they're treating him? No, but it is a belief that also that keeps attracting this. Hold on, this page here. Yeah, see, he feels like he has no control over his own life. And I can see where a child would get that. How old is this kid?
He's 4 today. Today's his 4th birthday.
Yeah, I mean, if they keep moving him around and moving around and he makes friends and then he loses friends and he doesn't have a yard to play in, he has no control over his life. And that's,
right.
That is energetically the biggest thing behind what's going on. It's like, who the hell am I? I don't even know where I'm at.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't say mom, dad. He doesn't recognize anybody. Like, he doesn't say grandma to me. He's very behind, and they're not taking him to the doctor.
Well, can you? They don't have the money, so they're not going to take him. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if you're really concerned about this, you need to have a welfare check done. Okay.
Okay.
Big wall came up. What happened when I said that?
Fear.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, my God. I can't do that. They won't like me, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, somebody's got a champion for this kid, dude. That's why you called.
Okay. Right. I
so
did.
So, again, they're giving me the word responsibility. Jesus. What's the highest thing we all need to know today about responsibility? Sheets. Book. So we're going to a play. We're going to Funny Girl. Well, whenever they give me Funny Girl, it's all about Fanny Bryce knew who the hell she was. She didn't allow anybody else to define her. And she took responsibility for all her actions, which ultimately made her a star and got her everything she wanted, except a responsible husband.
Mm.
Okay, so are we going to know who we are and take responsibility for the creation of us and following through on the responsibility that we are being called to step into?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so my highest action, my highest, my move as grandmother for this child is, I'm asking you.
No, I want you to ask yourself. What's your aunt? Go to your heart, not your head. What is your heart saying? You want to what?
I want to get in my car and go get him.
Okay. Okay. So, hey,
okay.
Would it be all right if he came over and visited Grandma for a week?
Yeah.
So you guys can get settled in your new place, and then you'll have a better way of assessing what's going on.
Okay.
Because it doesn't sound, look, guys, a child can be very, very smart, and if no one takes the time to teach them and nurture them, they can't explore their intellect.
Right.
And that will also give you time to maybe have him assessed. But again, again, the outward signs appear as autism, but there's something more that's an easier fix that's in the environment. Could be the parents in the environment. But your job is to follow through on your instinct, Kelly. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Let us know.
Thank you,
okay?
Dee.
You bet.
Yes.
I know that, you know, the tough ones are the ones we go, oh, holy shit, that's the answer. But that's where your freedom is. Susan in Long Island, you're on.
Hi, Dee. As usual, as the show goes on, some of my questions get answered. But
Of course.
I know. But my mom died, and, you know, it's interesting because I missed the teenage webinar, and I suspect some of what I'm going to need is going to be there. Just as
absolutely.
You've been talking. Yeah, okay. But I'm really struggling with the things that were happening between my siblings, and I feel there's, like, a lot of projection energy on me, and I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm losing my family because I don't
know how to manage. Okay, Susan, I got it. So where do you lie in the...
Oldest.
Yeah. Didn't even have to ask. Okay, so you're responsible for everybody. That's what you learned.
Okay, but I know better.
Yeah, you know better, but your little girl and your teenager, it's ingrained in them.
So that's part of a core belief of feeling like I have to be responsible.
I have to be responsible. And in this case, my responsibility
is taking on all their nonsense.
Okay. You got it.
Okay.
Bingo and bingo. Is there anything higher? No. See, that belief attracts, well, so that's my old belief. That's what's been driving me. What do I want to know? That everybody is responsible for creating themselves. I can love them. I can support them energetically. Bottom line, they've got to create who they are. I cannot and do not choose to do that for them. I release you to your own divine.
That's
I am present.
That's it. I release you to your own divine. That's the piece I was missing.
Yep.
because I had the understanding of it, but I couldn't think of the way to do that in a loving way.
Yeah, okay. I love you so much. I'm going to allow you to learn what you came in to learn this time, which is the responsibility of your self-creation.
Fabulous. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, that's a big one for all of us. And I, my condolences for your mommy's death. Just know she's free, she's happy, and all she wants is
absolutely
for you to be happy.
Yep, that was her continuation day, as Neil Donald Walsh says. Yeah,
yep.
It was beautiful services for her. That's why it's so upsetting that everyone's being so ridiculous, and I can't stand this stuff, money, all that stuff. I can't be involved.
Oh, my God, I'm telling you, you really see what drives people in your family comes to the death of a loved one. It's
mm-hmm.
pretty crazy. Your
mm-hmm.
job is to stand in your knowing and keep directing what you want from love. Don't get sucked down into their bullshit.
Right, right.
Okay.
Thank you. I love you
yep.
so much. Like, this is so powerful for me today.
Sweetheart.
Thank you.
You
Bye.
Bet. Adele in Connecticut, you beyond.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So I just have questions because I'm learning all, you know, every week. This is just so great. So when you're saying core beliefs and then you give like a number, like 1 and 2, I didn't get the numbers, but 3 was like 40 and 4 was like 12. Is there a sheet of like core
yes.
beliefs?
Yes. You can get them on my website. It's called Balance and the Sheets. Balance and the Sheets. All of the core beliefs on there were channeled to me, most of them years ago, and then every couple of years we add a new one. So that's why they wanted me to go over some of these core beliefs, because they keep coming up in private sessions and people are going, what the hell does that mean?
Well, what was number one?
The core belief of number one is I can never be God.
Right.
Which
and what was the number?
Number one.
Oh, no, but when you said like 3, then you said core belief 40, I thought.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. And 40 is God betrays me, I betray me. So if we are betraying ourselves with fears or limiting beliefs in any way, the God of us has to betray us also.
Okay. So did 1 and 2, they had numbers. What was the number belief? So I can...
Okay, core belief 11, core belief 38, core belief 40, and core belief 12.
Okay. And do on these the weekly, are there replays of these talks?
Oh yeah, you can get them on my website, you can get them on iTunes, iHeartRadio. Yeah.
And when I go to your website, do I just go to, like, blog radio?
That's a good question. I don't know what the hell it's under. Email Lauren, Lauryn, at imdwallace.com, and she'll tell you. God, I'm embarrassed, you guys. I should know this. But I know there's the archive of all my shows there. Okay?
Okay. And also the pendulum. Is there something on your website about the pendulum?
Yes, there is a training on how to use the pendulum.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Adele. Thank you for really looking into how to do the work. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dee. Have a great
day. You too, baby. Let's see. I think we can get in one more. Helen in Texas. Maybe two more. I don't know. Helen, you're on.
Good morning. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, babe.
Always good lessons, for sure. This week I've been having issues with both my left foot and my left eye, so I'm looking for any energetic message that I can get.
Okay, well,
that.
Your left side is your creative side, your feminine side, your intuitive side, and now they're taking us to a core belief. Well, here we go. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. So if I asked you, what's in your way of creating you the way you want to be right now, what would it be? Who or what is in your way?
Probably myself.
Are you married, Helen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Why's he in your way?
Yes, there could be an issue there.
I'm telling you, there is. So how is he in your way? And yes, we're the ones that are ultimately in our way because we create everything. So why is he in the way of which creation right now? What do you want to do? Oh, come on, you know.
No, I have a block there.
Okay, let me give you a core belief. This page here. Okay, this is the next belief they're giving you is how you are betraying yourself. Okay? This page.
Okay.
You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And you're saying that to yourself. So what are you not taking time to do for yourself because of him? Or you're using him as a reason that you can't. You want to, you're intending to move into much more of this work and the spirituality of becoming a channel.
Okay.
You already are a channel, but you don't want to see that and you don't want to step into it. Back to your eye and your foot.
Okay.
So why would he insinuate that you don't want to do that? He's not meaning to put the damper on you. It's just that's who he is, and he would, what would he think, this is too woo-woo for you?
Maybe something along those lines. I think he's just not
okay.
Fully
he can't understand
that. Yes,
Helen. He can't understand it. Lanny doesn't really understand it, but he loves that I do it. You know, his brain, Lanny's brain, won't allow him to truly embrace all this because he's an electronics engineer. And they think from the other side of their brain than what I have to go into to channel. And yet he'll say all the time, I'm in awe of what you do for people. So he gets it. He's not in my way at all. Half the stuff I do, I couldn't do without him because it's technical. But there's a belief system in your husband's way that's going, yeah, not so much, Helen. That's all it is.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
The channel's saying, just forge ahead. He'll get it when you get it and you commit to it. Okay?
Okay. I do know that, and I have been with that background of me. And it, as we've been talking, it's hit me as well, I think, on a more mundane level, where he's holding me back is he wants me to focus on him and us and not let my energy get drawn into my job, which I want to put more there because I feel like that's what it needs.
Walk into that.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. Thank your body for bringing this to your attention and that it can move out of its pain now. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Dear God, what a show. Whoa. I loved this show. Okay. We're going to end this show by claiming I am the powerful God of me who accepts all my responsibility for the creation of who I am. And I am risen. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.